بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. Firstly, as always, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. And we praise Allah ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is our fourth session on inspiration talk, which we have held in the month of Muharram. And alhamdulillah, we have been discussing about salah. Ibadats come and go, but salat is that ibadat which we have to be performing 5 times regularly, constantly, daily. Hajj, it comes once in a year, and for most, once in a lifetime. Whereas zakat, also, the general pattern of giving zakat will be once a year. Although it is absolutely permissible to give zakat daily, weekly, monthly, but generally, an average Muslim gives out zakat once a year. Here, a point I must make, that these days there are too many organizations coming about collecting, dispensing, distributing zakat, lillah, fitrah, kafara, and you should be extremely cautious about your lillah, about your zakat especially, and then your fitra, and your kafara, and your fidya. Most of these organizations, unfortunately, are not supervised by ulama. And also, it is written clearly that especially zakat, etc., you should be giving your kith and kin, your near and dear ones first, and then you should look ahead and give in your locality, and then in your town, after that in your province, and then your country, and then outside. What has become the policy, unfortunately, that every new organization comes about and we start just giving them, we do not understand their credentials, we do not check their credentials, we do not understand what they are doing with it. So you should be cautious, because if you do not give your zakat to the proper channels, via the proper channels, you yourself are going to be held responsible, not that organization. That organization comes second. So the safe way is that you should make inspection in loco to your relatives first. Many a time you will find many wealthy people giving off tons of zakat, classified, hospitable, generous, and writing off huge amounts of checks. But their own kith and kin are starving, battling. They are going around door to door, hands stretched out to organizations and other places, whereas this person could have aided them, helped them himself. So I was mentioning that Hajj comes once in a while. And there I would also like to mention, there are many people who make Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah, but there is no benefit, you see. No spiritual benefit we are seeing from these people, and no change we find. Also, for example, the Hajj that has happened in 2009, every Haji practically on return stated it is extremely easy, comfortable. But no spiritual results we see. People are spending so much of money 30,000 minimum, 40,000, 50,000 average. But coming back person is showing no signs that the Hajj is accepted. The person is not regular in Salat, not regular in Salat with Jamaat, not regular with Salat in Jamaat, in the Masjid. The person doesn't look like a Muslim, doesn't think like a Muslim, doesn't talk like a Muslim, doesn't transact like a Muslim, doesn't behave like a Muslim, doesn't buy and sell like a Muslim, doesn't interact like a Muslim. Where he was before Hajj, he is exactly in that same spiritual position, and in some cases, even the position has dropped. So we should worry why this is happening and question what we are eating and what we are drinking, what we are wearing, where our sources of our earning. Also, there are many who go for Umrah upon Umrah, Hajj upon Hajj, and they are very happy about this, that this is my 10th Hajj, this is my 15th Hajj. You know, every year thrice I go for Umrah and come back. And the person thinks, I'm very fortunate about this. I'm going so often for Umrah, I'm going so often for Hajj. Allah really likes me. We say, are you benefiting? After every repeated Hajj, your spiritual status should increase, should rise. More Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should come in your life. Is that happening? After every Hajj, you should be adopting new spiritual advancements. Are you increasing your Quran tilawat? Have you increased your zikr? Have you increased your recitation of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But you pride that I have been so many times to Madinatul Munawwara. But on return, have you increased your durood? Have you increased your charity and your generosity? Have you increased social activity? Have you increased helping others? Have you increased your ibadat of salat performance? Or when you are making chast, are you now making awabin? Or if you are making chast and awabin, are you now making your tahajjud? Where is the increase? Is there increase? If there is no increase, then going there just may be or just may prove something that you never expect. For example, if the Supreme Court of the land keeps on subpoenaing you, telling you, come, you have to give evidence. Come, we have to question you. Come, we want to talk to you concerning certain matter. Come, you are under investigation. Come, you have been called to testify. Now, if you are repeatedly called to the Supreme Court, then this is proving detrimental to your status, your position, and your reputation on the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, myself included. What happens if Allah Jalla Majdahu calls and says that I gave you so many opportunities? I gave you 10 opportunities to come to Madinatul Munawwara. I gave you 10 opportunities to make Hajj. I gave you opportunities upon opportunities. As a result, 20 times we brought you to the blessed lands of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Was there any change? Did you change? But we gave you this opportunity where our mercies were descending, where barakah was descending, where there is goodness all around. But what happened to you? What has happened to you? So many times we brought you into our grace, our special grace, but you did not value it. So instead of bragging and boasting that I have been to the blessed land so often, we should take stock and be worried that perhaps this is a test from Allah. And definitely, if you're going and you're not changing, it is once more time. What of a person, he goes for examination upon examination and keeps failing and failing. And failing because of ignorance and negligence and not studying and not appreciating that I have to work to pass. Person goes there This is a test for him, a trial for him, that will I become a better person? Will I improve morally, socially, spiritually? Will I become a good person, having good character and personality? But unfortunately, what we see around us, and evidence testifies that people go Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah, but there is no difference. But unfortunately, there is no significant, visible, noticeable changes in the character, personality, wheeling and dealing of that person. The person up to now, you will find, cannot even talk decently like a human being. So, I was explaining and got diverted that Salah is daily performance. That's why we are insisting to explain the virtues and boons and favors of Salah, whilst Zakat comes and goes once. Giving of performing of Hajj once comes and goes. And if you look at fasting also, that Allah Jalla Majdahu allows us one entire whole month of fasting. But when you look at it, that when a person goes for Hajj, the obligation of Salah does not lapse, does not fall away. But a person is encouraged that he must be more steadfast. A person may not be regular in his own town or country in Salah performance with Jama'ah, but when he goes to the blessed land, then all the ulama will tell you, we want you to be more in the haramains. We want you to frequent the haramains more and sit there and make your salah and jamaat and read your Quran, etc. So, salat performance is so important that in Hajj, and unfortunately you'll find these days, that the people who proceed for Hajj are not worried about salat. Because they are not accustomed to performing Salah. So that is why we tell you that go into an environment where you have to learn how to perform your Salat constantly, regularly, with Jamaat. And the importance and significance of Salat comes into your heart, into your blood and brain. And you understand that Salat is very, very important. Said, you see people going for Hajj and they are discarding the Salat. They are leaving out the Salat. And out of what? Petty reasons they leave off the Salah. Oh, the plane will leave me. You got your boarding pass in your hand. How can it leave you? And there is no concern, fikr, for performance of Salat. Whereas we in South Africa are so fortunate that in most of the airports, whether it be Cape or Durban or Johannesburg, we have got Salat, adequate facilities and amenities provided. We are so fortunate that living in this non-Muslim land, that we have got Salat performance areas, Jamaat Khanas in the airports. But still you will find people not bothered, not cared for. Oh, I'm going for Hajj. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Hajj you're going for, but you're leaving Salah. On the journey, if you are in Nairobi, if you are in Egypt, if you are in Istanbul, if you are in Dubai, if you are in Abu Dhabi, in transit, then also there is no concern. Must I make my Salah? Yes, if you're in the aircraft and it is crowded, then you make your Salah Qaza. But make it the Qaza as soon as you land. Not that I'm running after my luggage and all those things. As soon as you pass your immigration and custom, then who stops you after you gather your luggage that calmly make your wuzu and perform your Salah? There is no hurry. Because you are going for Hajj, don't discard your Salah. Sad, more unfortunate. You will find people coming from Hajj and in transit again in those places that I mentioned. No one is bothered about Salat performance. Very few are worried. And you'll be able to count them on your fingertips that these people are worried about their Salah and Salat performance in these transit areas. so few that you can visibly see that the majority, they are all dressing up and shining their shoes and putting their headgear right and getting out a kurta that is properly ironed, and the others are putting perfume and fragrance and makeup so that they can look very smart when they come out at Johannesburg, Durban or Cape Town. But Salat, which is an obligation, and it is a daily obligation, a person from fresh from Hajj, and he's like a newborn baby, and he's free from sin, and is already discarding Salat before he even leaves the kingdom, there is no concern about Salat. And there is no excuse that a person got no facilities and amenities, because there are amenities available at the Hajj terminal. Sufficient toilets, sufficient wuzu khanas, enough musallas available there. Every other place, every other section has got musallas, and a person can make salat wud jamaat. And if a person says, no, I have to stand in the queue. If you're standing in the queue, you have got a person in front, you tell him, I'm going to perform Salat, just look after my luggage. Your luggage is sealed, nothing can happen to it. And that brother will gladly look after your luggage. He just has to either pull it or push it forward. And when you come back, you can request him and tell him, you can go for Salat, I will look after your goods. But you'll find people standing in the queues, 3 hours, 4 hours, Salat time is coming, Salat time is going, no concern about Salah. And when it is fasting, then Salat is still there. In fact, Salat is encouraged by Taraweeh, an encouragement of Tahajjud Salat and Awabin, etc. So, in the month of fasting, in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Sawm, that when we are fasting, making ibadat of Allah, gaining the pleasure and mercy of Allah, still Salat is not discarded. Salat is encouraged. Salat is encouraged more there. And obviously we see that, alhamdulillah, in that month, when the shayateen, the rebellious shayateen are locked up, that you find that, alhamdulillah, people frequent the masjids more. Why? Salat is important. The whole idea, respected elders, is that we get used to standing before Allah. We get used to making ruku and bowing in submission to Allah. We get used to falling in sijda and submitting our total self to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get used to the fact that we have to raise our hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit in totality. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that enter into the fold of Islam in totality and wholeheartedly, not partially. And these days the difficulty is that we want to become partial Muslims. We are those that unfortunately want to put one foot in Islam and one foot out of Islam. As long as I am classified Muslim, I am happy. And we do not want to enter into total submission to the laws and injunctions and commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we want to practice upon Islam when Islam suits us. We want to act upon Islam when Islam suits us. We want to design our Islam as per our own individualistic understanding and perform and act upon Islam. Whereas that which is haram is haram, that which is halal is halal, that which is haram is manifest, that which is halal is manifest, that which is halal is open, that which is haram is open, and unfortunately we don't even bother what we are eating, what we are drinking, what we are wearing, and what we are saying even we do not bother about. So can you see, in Hajj, Salat is not discarded. In fasting, Salat is not discarded. When a person is giving off his zakat, for example, if he's physically going to give out his zakat, which is, as I explained in detail, that is the best course of action. A person is moving from one area to another area, going to help and do an inspection in loco, on site, he's going to see the condition of his brother, sister, his aunt, etc. And he's going to physically see the difficulties they are experiencing and the trials which they are undergoing. Then we see salat time, when he's going to distribute and dispense of his zakat, then salat he still has to perform. So whether you're giving your zakat, you still have to perform your salah. Whether you are fasting, you still perform your salah. Whether you're going for hajj, you still perform your salah. Whole idea is salat is so important. And unfortunately these days, we have taken it very lightly. And those who come into our localities, those who come into our countries, and those who visit us, remember, if they are not regular in Salat, and if they are not calling for Salah, there is no individual who can claim piety if he is not performing Salah. There is no group or Islamic organization calling even for Jihad, whether it is defensive or offensive, or any Islamic Muslim institute or group that says that we are Muslim or we are propagating Islam, if they are not regular in Salat, remember that that is a sign they are deviated. That is an open sign that these people have not understood simple things of Salat. Because Salat is important, and it is most important ibadat which Allah Jalla Majdahu wants the servant to repeatedly come to him 5 times a day. If any institute, welfare organization, no matter how much of good they are doing, but if they are not making Salah, something is wrong. If they are helping the needy and the poor and the destitute, but if they are not making Salat regularly, constantly, daily, something is wrong. No Muslim can say, I am a good Muslim, I am a proper Muslim, I am a righteous Muslim, I am a pious Muslim, and the person is not making Salat. Because Salat will show immediately, if you come to know that a person is regular in Salat, then automatically you know one thing, that that person is clean, that person is pure. That person knows about purity, about paki, napaki. That person, at least, he's keeping his body clean. He's keeping his clothing clean. He is keeping, trying to keep his mind clean. And he is ready to give up the world and go towards Salat. He's ready to give up the materialistic world and go towards Salat. He's ready to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who is regular in Salat, you will find amongst the professions, the doctors and the lawyers and the engineers and the craftsmen, the tradesmen and the businessmen, those who are either blessed with worldly knowledge or they are blessed with monetary achievements, if they are regular in Salat, eventually they will become humble. Eventually they will come to realize that the knowledge I got is from Allah. The wealth I've got is from Allah. That the talent I got is from Allah. That the gift I've got is from Allah. Whatever I've got is from Allah. He is my Rabb, and He is the one who has taught me this. He has allowed me to become a good doctor, a good surgeon, a good professor. He's allowed me to become a good mechanic, a good engineer, a good civil engineer, a good chemical engineer. He's allowed me to become a businessman, a successful businessman, an administrator, a good administrator, a good alim, a good hafiz, a good morana, a good mufti. When a person is regular in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants us to go to Him every time, 5 times a day, so that we are reminded that I am nothing. We are reminded, I am nothing, I must bow down to Allah. And we are reminded, I am nothing, I must prostrate to Allah. I am nothing, I must raise my hands to Allah. I am nothing, I must worry about my cleanliness. A person who is regular in Salat, at least inshallah, he will wash himself, he'll clean himself, he'll know how to go to toilet, he'll know how to clean himself in toilet, herself in toilet. and the mothers who are regular, the sisters who are regular in Salat, at least they will be keeping themselves neat and tidy. They will be able to keep up to the laws of hygiene and cleanliness, and they will understand the laws, when to perform Salat, when not to perform Salat, and this will have an impact on their social lives, their interaction with their husbands and spouses. So all in all, the whole house will understand that Salat is important. We'll have to focus on Allah. Allah is our provider. Allah is our giver. When there is no Salat, that house is dead. Then there is no Salat, there is no one to remind us. There is no action, there is no physical action in that house to remind us that what we got is from Allah. But if there is a house that is making Salat, Quran Tilawat, recitation of Durood, enjoining what is good, forbidding what is evil, then that Salat is vibrant. Then that house at least is vibrant. And that house will know on a daily basis that Allah is existing. Allah is the provider. Allah is my Rabb. And Allah is the giver. Allah is the taker. And if I have difficulty, I call to Allah. And because I am reading the Surah Fatiha, and إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that it is you alone do we worship, and it is you alone do we seek help and aid from. When we are ill, we go. It is not against tawakkul. Understand this. It is not against tawakkul to go and take treatment. But it is against tawakkul to take wrong treatment. Understand this point very clearly. People say, no, I am making tawakkul and I don't have to go for any treatment. You know, I am relying on Allah and I do not want to go and take any treatment. That is not tawakkul. That is stupidity. Because the Shariat is allowing you that after 3 days, you leave it for 3 days if you are not well. But after that, it is wajib for you to take the necessary steps. It is compulsory for you to take the necessary steps to protect and safeguard and upkeep your health. It is absolutely necessary that you should attend to yourself. Whatever treatment you take, go and take it. That is tawakkul. As long as the treatment is permissible, then you are allowed to take it. Against tawakkul is when a person goes for treatment and the treatment is haram. For example, in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should brand themselves with fire. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that is the wrong form of treatment. You should not be doing that. So any treatment, for example, to utilize haram means for treatment, or haram recitations and incantations, all those things are haram, or to go to a soothsayer, or a person who is doing evil and black magic for treatment, or to go to people who try to foretell what is going, all that is haram methods of treatment. Yes, as a Muslim, we are allowed that to go to a permissible method of treatment, and then after that to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I have taken the necessary steps, you cure me, you help me. So when we learn all this, when there is an environment of salah, so when you are listening, the home, the females should encourage the men that, listen, your performance of salat place is not in the house. You should go to the masjid. And just as you go out to seek your livelihood, and you go out to work and strive for the world, you should leave the house and go to the masjid and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will see barakah in the house. Many people say there is no barakah in the house. There is difficulty in the house. And there is constraints in the home. And we are having great difficulties. Whereas Allah has given us simple solutions. That if a person stays in wuzu all the time, the risk is easy. There is barakah in his rozi. If a person makes salah with jamaat, then Allah will make his needs easy. So encourage the men folk that go to the masjid and make salah. At the same time, the house must be one that there is salat inside, salat performance, Quran tilawat. Unfortunately, what is the situation day in and day out, hourly, that the TV is on, the radio is on, music is on, we're listening to haram, we're seeing haram, what do we expect? Inshallah, after the break, we will continue.